Yeah, that's why I like my drone. I hit a button that says take off, it takes off, comes up about 6-8 feet in the air, and then I go straight up, and then I can, you know, spin it around 360, zoom in and zoom out on the camera, record video on it. And then when I want it back, I just hit go home, and it flies right back above me, comes down, spins around from its takeoff position, hovers to about 6 feet, and then it'll just land. So much easier, less damage. That's the way I like it. You know, it's one of those fold-up ones that you put in a case. I got to take a picture of one time and send it to you on your email.
Yeah. Talk to Dave, get you on Telegram, unless you're on there already. A lot of us use that. But, yeah, that'd be kind of cool, you know, see that one, you know, see the drone. They got a program, too. I was screwing with it for a while at my son's house, sent it over to my daughter's in-law's house. You could actually program them to what you want them to do before they up 100 feet, fly, you know, assuming the battery power was good there, you loaded it with GPS coordinates. So you could tell it to, you know, raise, fly, you know, 200, 300 feet, whatever altitude you wanted it to fly. You could give it a program and tell it to go fly there, snap a picture, you know, come down to whatever you want, go ahead and rise back up and make it come back. And I played, I had that DJI, I think it was the 4 advanced model, and I could tell that puppy what to do, and it would do it. You had to do nothing with it. I mean, just, you know, you programmed it before it left, and, you know, they'd fly for a half hour, so as long as you didn't give it over a half hour task, it would go wherever you wanted it to do. So, I mean, if you wanted to send it to a city or a town, you could tell it, and if it had enough battery power, it would come right back to you and land right in front of you. It was pretty amazing.